You and I have the capacity to do exploits in our careers. However, many have failed to achieve that because they neither made the right career choice nor took the right steps for career growth. On Career Exploits Podcast, Joseph Dinwoke shares insights that could help you identify the right career for you, tackle your career challenges, and do exploits. Welcome to this episode.
In the last episode titled Before You Take Up Any Job, I explained to you there are times where you can take low-paying jobs. I said it in passing. This time around, I want to settle down and talk about it properly so you understand there are times where taking a low-paying job is the way to go and there are times where it's a no-no. Now, the thing about your career is that every job you take is an opportunity for you to give expression to the capacities, talents, experiences, and training you have received. That's the opportunity that jobs give you. So before you take up any job, you have to be sure that that job will actually give you a chance to be able to put your skills, training, and expertise to use in being able to add value to people's life. You understand that? So, but then there are times where this job offers with low pay and all of that. At what time can you take low paying job? What I want to do now is to show you different scenarios or situations where taking a low paying job is just the way to go. Do you understand that? Right. Now, the first thing I want to help you understand that the first time to take low paying job is when you're broke. Yes, my guy, if you're broke, can take a low-paying job, that's the way to go. You can't be at home begging. Yes, in fact, if you're a Christian, Apostle Paul said, if you don't work, make you no chop. And I heard Pastor Mikey tell a story about a preacher who said that one guy came to their house to eat. The guy said, I'm checking whether I could eat when he was eating. The preacher told the guy that, we're actually waiting for you to go home so we can eat. The guy was surprised, like, what is this? Are you this wicked? Now, I learned that the man said why he insisted on that was because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. Incidentally, the man was a very lazy fellow. The guy was a lazy fellow who was not doing anything and he wanted to be chopping. Okay, if that's the situation where you are, my guy, take the low-paying job so you can eat. The reason is because it's more honorable to take a low-paying job than to be a beggar. If you beg in Nigeria like this, where some people want to do sadaka, some people think that sowing seed, we have all kinds of reasons why we just give to beggars. You are going to make a lot of money, but please, you make more glorified money. You make more worthy money. You make more blessed money if you choose to work instead of begging. So if you are broke and you get a job offer and the job is not paying much, my guy, take the job. Oh, it is better than coming home and telling your wife, my baby, it will be fine. It is better to take the job like that. It is better to take a low paying job than to be following big men so that I can sleep with them for money. It is better to take a low paying job so you can have enough money to buy a fan instead of saying that why you are following big sugar daddies because your business is torn. Yes. So take the low paying job if you are broke. You understand? Right. Now, another time where you have to take a low-paying job is when you're just getting started in life. You see, the way life works is this. Life is in phases, men are in sizes. That quote is credited to David Oyedepo. And what that simply tells us is that there's a phase in life and people have different sizes, depending on their phases. When you're just starting out in life, my guy, you are on a low phase. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you are an evil digital marketer. Evil, I mean, is not the way we say bad, that this guy is bad, when we are referring to the fact that he's very good at what he does. Now you are that bad, but nobody knows you. Nobody knows you can do all of those things. You need to give them a taste of who you are before they can give you the accolade that you deserve. So in that instance, sometimes they want to take risk on you. What you can do is to offer yourself for a low pay. Demonstrate yourself, show yourself well. When you show yourself, you know what's going to happen? They will come calling for you. That's when you can actually ask for big money. So when you're just starting out in life, nobody knows you have a powerful voice or that your voice that is unique, nobody has ever heard, has the capacity to hold their audience on radio spellbound and hooked to their station. They don't know you can do that. They don't know you have that ability or capacity. So what you do is to say, well, since you don't know who I am or the stuff I'm made of, don't worry. I'm offering you for the next 3 months or 6 months my skill, expertise, and training at half of the price or half of the salary that I should have gotten. I will do this because I want to demonstrate my competence, my excellence, and everything. If after 6 months you don't think we can work together on this or this is actually worth it, then we can just go our separate ways. Yes, so you take a low-paying job when you're just starting out in life. When you want to demonstrate that, man, I can do this work. Sometimes it's not even that I want to demonstrate you can do the work. It's actually an opportunity for you to learn. Yes. You may have gone to school, gotten first class in mass comm. It doesn't mean you can talk on radio. I'm serious. It doesn't mean you can talk on radio. Yes, it doesn't mean. You may have studied pharmacy, graduated first class. It doesn't mean you know how to mix drug or how to give drugs to people or which drug will be more effective than the other. You need to learn by experience. That's why they have something they call internship.
So what you do is that when you are just a rookie, all you know is theory, you need to practice as a mechanical engineer. Take the low-paying job in the engineering workshop and do what? Get down to work. So you take the low-paying job because you want to learn. You have learned so much in school, theory. Go and take the low-paying job so you can learn in the real world. You learn the real things that matter. You learn in the trenches. You learn the real thing, gong gong. So you take the low-paying job because there are learning opportunities. So when you are presented with a low-paying job or two job offers, and there's one that is low-paying, one that is big-paying, if the one that is low-paying has more opportunity for you to learn and you're just starting out in life, you have to take the low-paying job because that's one that promises greatness for you in the future. I said in the last episode, when you're taking a job, please don't be so concerned about your stomach for now that you forget that your stomach will expand when you start giving birth to children. I don't mean literal expansion. I mean you have one mouth to feed now. When you have children, you have your wife, your children to feed, and you have extended family to feed also. So when you are also going about your career, when you are making choices about your career, put into consideration the fact that you have to grow, you have to develop capacity. Every day, every week, every month, every year should give you opportunity to develop capacity that help you earn bigger money, to develop capacity that help you earn more money. Of course, money flows towards value. The more valuable you are to an organization, the more valuable you are as a person, that's how much money you can command, that's how much money you can make, that's how much salary you can demand. So when you get opportunity to learn plenty and the job is not paying much, please take the job offer. When you saw a job offer or when you see an opportunity to learn plenty and you get to them, you say you want to work for them and you have it somewhere in your head that I just want to work here so I can learn and they are not paying much, my guy, take the job. It's in your best interest. Do you understand that? Now, another instant where you can take a low-paying job is that if you're a missionary. Yes. Now, if you're on a mission in that company, perhaps you feel there are other work you have to do that is just beyond the job. It's beyond the solar. There are other mission work you have to do that you can take the job. For instance, you want to teach in a secondary school, and part of why you want to teach there is because you feel that young patients should be mentored. You want to start teaching English in a secondary school so that in the process you'll be able to teach them during moral instructions, during morning assembly. You can organize events in school. You know, as a teacher, you have more access than an outsider, and you have more time with these children. In such instance, you can take the low-paying job because you know that you want to do this work. You know that it matters to you to do this work. I mean, you can take a low-paying job in a place as a doctor or as a pharmacist or something because you want to help people who are recovering. You want to work in IDP camp because you want these people recovered. You want to save them. You want to help in the healing process of a war-torn society. Then another instance where you can actually take a low-paying job is when you think that this low-paying job is your path to the top. I've explained this previously, but the key point I'm making here is this. There are times that you have to start small, but you are sure that once you start from this point, it's growth. Once you start from this point and you make effort, you put in your best, you work as you should, what is going to be the result is progress, growth, more pay, bigger opportunities, bigger chances, bigger leverages, and bigger doors open for you. If that is the case, do you know what you do? You take up the job because it's your path to the top. I mean, Joseph, for instance, we learned in the Bible, started as a servant. From servant, he became chief servant. He's a prisoner. You know, he continued to grow bit by bit. Of course, that doesn't completely apply here. But that's to tell you that sometimes you can get into an environment, a small person. You can get into an environment, a low-paying person. But your path is the top. Sam Ohwabongwa, this man that is, I think he's still senator now. I don't know whether he won again this election they are doing now. But you see, this man started in Pfizer, a pharmaceutical company. I can't remember all the details about it. I wrote about him once on my website. But I read about him in some newspaper those days. He started bit by bit. He started as a salesman within a short time. In less than 20 or 15 years, he came to the top of his organization. No matter how much small money they paid him, he said that the biggest immunity to office politics is a result. So what I'm saying is that if you know that you can take this low-paying job now and work yourself to the top within a short time, my guy, take the job. You understand that? Now, the point I've made in this episode is that there are times where you have to take low-paying jobs. It's better than being broke and begging. Yes. And so when that's the case, when you're broke, please go take the job you have, even if it's low-paying. There are sometimes you take low-paying job because you're just starting out in life and you have to learn. And when a job presents opportunity for you to learn plenty but doesn't pay much, please take up the job. That is what you need. You can also take low-paying job because you're a missionary. You want to go add value to the lives of people. In that instance, please take up the low-paying job because there are other things you want to achieve, besides the job and besides the money. And when you are sure that this job is your path to the future or path to the top, you can also take the job even if it's low-paying.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Career Exploits Podcast. For more episodes, visit brojit.com/career. For quick tips we share on career every Tuesday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending career to 0810-550-4664.